Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometer. I'm sorry. A 6-minute walk test on Audrey Nixon, NIXON. This goes to Heather Merrow, comma, PA on 5/17/22. Mrs. Nixon performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 123 meters in 5 minutes, stopped for several minutes at the 2-minute mark due to dyspnea, with her saturation at 89%, period. She walked one more minute and stopped at 5 minutes with a saturation at 94%, period. Epigraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk, I'm sorry, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bocook on 5/17/22. Mr. Kirkman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal and there was moderate to severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 12/21/21. There's been no significant change, period. In the paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Koletar, K-O-L-E-T-A-R. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5/17/22, Mr. Koletar performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/11/22, there's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 24-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression. Severe restriction with possible obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Gannon. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 5/17/22. Mr. Gannon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5/17/22, Mrs. Dunn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/9/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Aaron McCardle, MC, capital C-A-R-D-L-E. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/17/22, Mrs. McCardle performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 378 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 94%, period. Epigraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wendell Watson. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/17/22, Mr. Watson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 1/19/22, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.